It's raining. I'm walking back to perhaps one of the most luxurious hotels I can ever remember staying in. It's the Palazzo Parigi in Milan, and everyone is beautiful. The waiters are beautiful. The other journalists are beautiful. Everything is beautiful. There's a Lamborghini in a shop window. I can smell coffee in the damp air. I'm going through the list of questions I want to ask Francesca Lavazza in my head. I want to find out if Lavazza treat the farmers who grow the beans that they use in their coffee fairly. I'm quite worried that they might not. Partially because I've been drinking Lavazza coffee for years, and partially because I'm a guest of Lavazza. How will my journalistic integrity stand up if I find that they are less than fair? The PR team assures me that they take the sustainability of their coffee and the welfare of the growers seriously. My parents have been buying Lavazza coffee for years. Of course, we'd rarely buy it here in the UK. The French supermarkets do a four-pack, and it was always cheaper to buy in bulk when the exchange rates were good. We travel back home with a boot full of wine, coffee, and stinking cheese. I don't feel like I belong here. I'm simply not beautiful enough. I haven't had time to sort my roots out, and I can see grey. My nails are embarrassing. I hold my hands in such a way that my nails don't show at supper. I feel huge. All these tiny, dark-haired, impeccably dressed women look stunning. I have to remind myself I am here to tell a story. I approach the hotel and spot the concierge. I must hurry, as I'm late for the grand unveiling of the 2014 Lavazza calendar. I'm about to walk up the steps when I spot a woman trying to shelter from the rain. It's more like a fine drizzle. I look into the hotel and then back at the woman. It's a surreal moment. All I can feel is shame. Who am I? Who am I to be the one enjoying privilege? Who am I to worry about my grey roots showing? Who am I to be embarrassed by my hard-working gardening hands? I'm ashamed that my concerns are so trivial. I turn around and go back over to the woman. She's Romanian. Maria explains to me that her husband is dead and her children are a long way from here. I can't understand much more, but I want to ask her if she'd like a coffee with me. I ask her in my broken mix of French, Italian and a smattering of Spanish. The concierge isn't smiling now. He's almost scowling. I don't blame him. It's his job to keep beggars away from the hotel. And if I ask this lady to come in, I will most likely get him in trouble. Instead, I ask Maria if she will allow me to take her photo. She stands with a sign and a smile. I give her 20 euros. It's all I have, and she's delighted. I will eat hot food tonight, she tells me. She waves goodbye, giving me a toothy grin. But I go back to the hotel feeling like a coward. All through the presentation, I think I should have asked her in for a coffee. The presentation is over. It's beyond glamorous, and I'm given a generous slot to interview Francesca Lavazza. Lavazza was founded in 1895 in Turin by Luigi Lavazza and is still owned by the Lavazza family, now in its fourth generation. I'm amazed to find out that the company employs over 4,000 people around the world. As we sit in the conference room with the translator, I see Francesca's pride in her Italian heritage. It's premium quality, and its mission is the authentic Italian coffee experience. But I want to know, is that at the expense of the farmers? What does sustainability mean to Lavazza, I ask. Francesca is clearly used to answering this question. For Lavazza, contributing to the sustainable development of coffee-producing countries is a key commitment, she tells me. We have always been a responsible company, and we pay really close attention to the human, environmental and cultural resources of the countries from which we source our coffee. We are very proud to be associated with and working alongside the Rainforest Alliance to protect the future of our environment and industry. It sounds rehearsed, but it's good to hear that the company takes their ethical responsibility seriously. I'm told that in collaboration with the Rainforest Alliance, they've launched Tierra project in 20... Sorry. They have launched the Tierra project in 2002, aimed at helping improve the living conditions of coffee growers in Peru, Colombia, India, Brazil, Honduras and Tanzania. Lavazza have been improving things through the development of environmental and economic and social initiatives. It appears to have been successful. The second phase was launched in 2010 and involves India, Brazil and Tanzania. Reading between the lines, it seems that the farmers do well and Lavazza also does well. It appears that it is in their interest to look after their farmers. The main drive is economically beneficial to all, and by developing high-quality productions, they're increasingly ecological and profitable. Their aim is greater competitiveness and independence whilst looking after the environment. It does sound like corporate spiel, and although I want to believe every word, I have some doubts about the Rainforest Alliance. The biggest difference between the Rainforest Alliance and Fair Trade seems to be the price paid for the coffee. The Fair Trade Foundation guarantees farmers a minimum price per pound of green coffee beans. This is generally quite a bit higher than the market price. But the Fair Trade Foundation also pays an extra premium. This is a social premium. This is to invest in the community projects. And yet the Rainforest Alliance offers no minimum guaranteed price. When I was in Uganda, I saw clearly that the policies of Fair Trade Foundation take into account all of the issues that the Rainforest Alliance do. So for me, fair trade seems simply fairer. Perhaps I'm missing something. Francesca tells me that more schemes are being put into place, and so far it seems they have improved, simplified, and made coffee production more efficient than ever with their initiatives. They have built new homes, new schools, infirmaries, and there are micro projects for other crops that have been established. Perhaps this extra money is provided by Lavazza, and this is in place of the fair trade premium. I ask, but the answer is woolly. However, Francesca is keen to convey that their corporate responsibility projects meet the needs of everyone involved. Lavazza's excellence and sustainability go hand in hand. But I'd rather see it firsthand than be sitting in a five-star hotel talking about it. I'm also keen to find out more about the decaffeination process, having read so much about some of the processes and dubious chemical practices used in decaffeination processes. Francesca explains that they use a water decaffeination process, and they own one of only two plants in Europe that use this method. I'm really delighted when they invite me to come look at the factory in spring. Perhaps I will get the opportunity to meet some of the coffee farmers one day. In the end, I think the only thing I can do is try to resolve my feelings when I'm faced with inequality. The world is simply not fair. The only way I can deal with this is through being more determined than ever to use the privilege I have to help others. It's good to chat to Francesca about the corporate responsibility programme, but I would like to see it for myself.